now on RSN 927, The Track Walker.
Sammy Holland's been out and about at Sandown. Morning, Samuel.
Good morning, JT. Yeah, it was a bit fresh out there this morning, and we are on a good four. Don't stick 9.6. The rail's out 5. 4 mils of rain for the week, which that happened last night, and 3 mils of irrigation. Walks with even cover across. I think I'd expect it to race the same as it did last week. They won from anywhere last Wednesday, and I would think providing an even tempo, that'll be the case today. The wind, JT, we've got 35 kilometre northerlies today, so it's in your face in the back straight and then behind you on the way home in the home straight. So strong winds would mean that the track's obviously going to improve and the sun's out. So, as you say, it's a beautiful winter's day.
Yeah, look, a good four in the middle of July is quite unreal and shows that the state really does need a fair drop of rain, Sammy.
Yeah, and you know, what was coming over the city last night, JT, you would think there was going to be enormous deluge.
It yes.
Very dark and grim. And, you know, it lasted about 15 minutes. And so, you know, there wasn't a hell of a lot in it. And as I say, they're out of Sandown, they only got 4 mils. So it, you know, it obviously took the edge off the track. But it's surprising that we're this time of year and we're going around on good fours and good threes. It's, yeah, it's surprising. But anyway, it is what it is. Isn't it?
All right, Samuel, have you got one for me?
What about race four, number 2, Huffy's Glow? Paddy Payne has been in great form. Ethan Brown's got the claim, and I think she looks to have a good hope in that race.
Race 4, number 2. Well played, Sammy. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, JT. See ya.
Captain of our track walking team, Samuel Highland, looking at the track out at Sandown. We're on a good four. Let's welcome in, fresh from a good break, Dean Lester. How are you, Dean?
I'm well, thanks, John.
Enjoy the break?
Absolutely.
All right, your thoughts of it's Wednesday, so we're racing at Sandown. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that wind factor will be a significant player in the day because Sandown Lakeside doesn't need a lot for it to be a little bit leaderish. Rail out 5 probably helps that a little bit, but the wind factor could be a major player in the day.
All right, Warren Huntley joins us now. Morning, Warren. Okay, we'll go for Trent Langscale. G'day, Trent. No? Okay, well, I've got you,
Dino. Me, John.
I've got you, Dino. Our phones have been a little troublesome here. Let's go again with Warren Huntley. Good morning, Warren. No, okay. All right, well, we'll work on that, and we'll start our look at Sandown on the good four with fine weather conditions. The first is a two-year-old fillies race. This is over 1,200 metres. Scratchings are 4 and 6. La Prava's the favourite at 2.30 fixed with Tab. See What She Brings, $4. Burlington Miss, $7.50. Chevelle Dion is at $8. Tidal Rose at $9. Of course, these are two-year-olds, so probably a problematic speed map, Dean.
Yeah, although we've seen them all either in a trial form or raced, and I would think that we can get a fair guide on them. I'm thinking La Pava probably rolls forward. I thought Chevalier Dion would use Barrier 2 to advantage. It was, of course, supposed to run yesterday at Racing.com Park, but with the abandonment of the meeting, it's here today, and I think it'll be prominent. And then the likes of Grand Wish, See What She Brings, the first starter, has got a little bit of speed, and they've drawn 3 and 4. So, yeah, I think probably La Pava will take it up, but, as you said, they are two-year-olds.
All right, your thoughts in race one?
I'm really interested in number 7, Chevalier Dion. I thought she'd win yesterday, but I also thought when doing the form for this race that she was a really good chance. She ran in a pretty good race at Ballarat last preparation. Recent trial was against older horses and trialled really well at Mornington. And John McArdle's team have just been on fire probably for 12 months, but the last 6 or 7 weeks are really going well. And I think that she'll run very well here first up at a price. See What She Brings, a first starter. I thought trialled like a horse that would appreciate 1,200 metres. When you see them in jump-out form, they're only 800 metres, so the 1,200 is going to suit. La Pava, if you can be forgiving of that last run, she was terrible, but she was down on the inside on a day where you didn't really want to be there at Moonee Valley, and she gets onto a drier track today. And Tidal Rose, who was a pretty tidy win on debut at Donald, and can probably measure up here, but I thought 7 was a bit over the odds. 7, 5, 1 and 2.
7, 5, 1 and 2. Fingers crossed I have Warren Huntley. Morning, Warren.
Good morning, John.
We've got you now. Okay, your thoughts in race 1.
Look, you have to be forgiving everything has been said of La Parva, but you know she's got talent, and that can be a horrible spot to be any day with a horse half a length in front of you on the outside, and she just seemed to be uncomfortable in the ground. And I'm going to go with her, Dwayne Dunn, aboard with the Godolphin operation. I'm going to go with La Parva, but you do have to be forgiving, but I don't mind her drawn out a bit. Grand Wish was solid to the line on debut. I thought that was a good performance over 1,000 metres behind Hummer Mama, who ran well enough again on Saturday. See what she brings. Has trialled up nicely to debut. She looks like the pick of the first starters to me, and I thought Chevelle Dion, as Dean mentioned, got good form and has trialled up nicely. 1.857.
1.857 from Warren in race one. Second event goes at 1 o'clock. It's 2 years and up maiden over 1,400 metres. We scratch here numbers 3 and 5. Let's see if we have Trent online from Tab. Morning, Slugger.
Good morning to you, John.
Okay, any action in race number one?
In the first, just hearing what Dino and Warren had to say, La Parva as the favourite has been a little bit easy this morning from 2.10 to 2.30. See what she brings, just out of touch as well to $4. Burlington Miss has been a drifter at $7.50 now. The one that Dino's put on top at a price, Chevalier Dion, has had respect in the market, John, as much as $10 into $8. And then Tidal Rose is the best of the others there at $9. So perhaps the price there for Chevalier Dion won't last too long after Dino put that particular horse on top in the first race. For the second, we had equal favourites this morning at $3.30 in Canstar and Machino. Well, that's completely changed now. Canstar is firmed as favourite from $3.30 into outright at $2.80. Peppino been reasonably solid around the $3.70, $3.80 mark, currently $3.80. Vicino has got out from $3.30 to $4. The only other galloper that's had a little bit of specking is Tourniquet, who's been 10 into $6.50, and then Al Loretto heads the others at $8.50. In the second, though, Canstar well back in the $2.80, but there has been some support at a price for Tourniquet.
How does the map look, Dean?
It's probably going to be the prominent runner, Canstar from Barrier 1. I'm thinking Emily I Am from Barrier 3 won't be far away. The likes of Cash Sale probably goes down to the fence from Barrier 2, and Tourniquet Peppino will show some sort of speed. But I think, yeah, Canstar will probably use Barrier 1 here.
All right, Canstar to lead. Your thoughts, Warren?
I'm hoping Messina can settle that a little bit closer with the blinkers on. Gee, hasn't had a lot of luck ducking and weaving the last couple of starts. Last start in particular, the race just got away at Cranbourne. I think she's going well. And gee, when Weary puts the blinkers on them, they certainly can find half a length to a length or so, which is probably about all she needs. Canstar has to run the trip, but no reason not to think she won't. She was good riding the speed at 1,200 metres here last start and was strong through the line. I think grabbed by a horse who's got some upside in Cataracta. Peppino comes through the same form line as Messino's run a couple of starts ago at Bendigo and arguably was in the inferior part of the track on that occasion. And I think Al Libretto might be looking for further, but if there's really solid tempo up front and you can run on, I think she'll be doing that. 11, 8, 4 and 12.
11, 8, 4 and 12, Dean?
John, I'm going for one again at a bit of odds here, and number 9, Emily I Am, a horse that's run in some pretty good maidens through her career, and it's had a little freshen up, had a jump out recently at Burrumbeek, and it looked to go quite well. Just thought she'd get a really cheap run here, and I just thought she was over the odds in a pretty even maiden. Messino, frustrating 7 runner-up positions in 10 runs, but blinkers back on. Peppino, likewise, has shown talent, but still hasn't been able to break through. And I think Al Libretto has to be the query runner. First run back, the form out of that race in New Zealand on debut was pretty good. And recent jump out looked okay. It was slow time, but looked to go pretty well. She'll be back, but strong late. But I thought 9, again, was a bit of value. 9, 11, 4 and 12.
9, 11, 4 and 12, around $15 at the moment. Emily, I Am with Tab, guys. Third race is 3-year-old filly's benchmark 64 over 1,600 metres. Two scratchings here, 5 and 6. What's the market, Trent?
Extremely open here, John, and no real positive market lead here where El Gagne has just tightened, just as we've been talking, to a $4.20 outright favourite. Pageantry now on the second line at $4.60. They were equal favourites 10 seconds ago. Palmer's here at $5.50. Pure Colour at $6. The other galloper in single figures is Zeta at $6.50, and then a gap to James Angel at $15. Not too much happening in the third there, John, but now we have an outright favourite, El Gagne at $4.20, just ahead of Pageantry at $4.60.
How do they map, Dino?
John, I think El Gagne is the leader, barrier one. She'll use that. My Divas is barrier three, probably rolls down just behind her. Maybe Zeta from out wider and Open the Hatch, I think, is positioned up from barrier four to be quite prominent. A few of these do like to get back a touch.
Okay, your thoughts?
I'm going to go with Parmatia here, who I think for the Waller Yard's going pretty well. That last start effort was good. I think that form's good enough to run well here. Nine Pure Colour only won a maiden last start, but she'd been bursting to win it, and she did it with ease. And with the claim, he gets in quite nicely at the weights. Pageantry, she's a bit in the line of Messina. She's frustrating. She only won the one race, but she keeps running on. I think from barrier two, she'll probably have to duck and weave through, but she'll be strong. And El Gagne, she ran well at Moonee Valley and ran pretty well again at Flemington last start. And with the claim here for Melissa Julius, certainly gets in okay at the weights, and you know where she's going to be in the run, making her own luck. 12, 9, 11 and 2.
12, 9, 11 and 2. Warren?
I thought the run of Parmatier was terrific. Really good late sectionals relative to other runners on the day at Pakenham last start. Now gets back to taking on three-year-old fillies. There looks to be reasonable speed in the race. Need that, but and maybe she can settle a fraction closer. But she was terrific, and this is a lovely race for Parmatier. I could certainly back her each way. El Gagne was working into the wind that day at Flemington, where there was a really strong breeze. Her run on paper might have been better than it looked on paper, and she's now had the run in the distance range. Pageantry through the same form line. She'll get cover again today if the wind's a factor, and she'll be making ground late. And that maiden win of Pure Colour was just devastating. She'd been building to that. Maybe she's just starting to get things right. And Paddy Payne's had a few options for her in the last few days, and he's settled on this, and he's very good at picking the right races for his horses. 12, 2, 11 and 9.
12, 2, 11 and 9 in race number 3. We head to race 4, which is a benchmark 78 for the girls over 1,400 metres. We scratch horse 11. What's the tab market, Trent?
For the market here, John, Why You Ask is an easing favourite this morning, as much or short as 260, now out to as much as $2.90. Hussey's Glow has also been a bit of an easer early on, but now coming in from as much as 360 into 340. So the gap is tightening there between the top two in the betting. Valaria has been the main fervour throughout this morning, from $5.50 into $4.20. You have Miss Clooney, who's got out to $6, and then Special Diva, well, in the teens there at 13, then it's 23 or better the remainder. Just a little bit of a closing of the gap in the top two in the betting. Why You Ask, 290, Hussey's Glow, 340. But the biggest firmer this morning has been Valaria, who's been 550 into 420.
So Why You Ask drawing the inside, Dean, she'll most likely go back?
Yeah, I would say so, John. That's her pattern. But in saying that, there's not a defined leader as such, but I wouldn't think that. I think our Severa from barrier two would use that gate. Miss Clooney likewise from three. Lopatega's first up, blinkers off, but she's got natural speed to be in the first four or five, and Bellaria, whether they take their chances from out wider and just gradually roll forward on her, which it, you know, looks like it could be an option.
Warren, your thoughts?
Not a lot of confidence, John, because the map doesn't really set it up well for the horses that I think, or particularly one or two of them that have got the best chances. And I think Hussey's Glow is going very well. She had no luck at all last start behind Miss Gunpowder. Got into an awkward race. Miss Gunpowder had that quite a bit on that field. But Hussey's Glow's form lines through Miles of Christian and Miss Gunpowder are very strong. She's a little bit one-dimensional, but she'll need a creative ride or a smart ride, proactive from Ethan Brown, but gee, she's going well. I'm with her ahead of Miss Clooney. I don't mind the bar plates coming off. I see that as a positive gear change for her front feet. The form through Jamaican Range held up really well. She's been kept on the fresh side for this. Valaria had no luck at all back near the inside behind Rolito, who ran well without winning again at Caulfield on Saturday. And while you ask, I can understand the drift, because there doesn't seem to be a lot of tempo in the race, and she's in a back marker from an inside draw. But if she gets the break, she's got a great turn of foot. 2, 7, 5 and 9.
2, 7, 5 and 9. Dino?
I like number 2, Hussey's Glow. I think she's the one to beat. Her performances of late have been good. understand not a lot of speed here, and she's going to have to round them up from the back, but I think she can. I think that run two starts back showed that she can really quicken. To beat Special Diva, I was probably playing for the rain with her, but it hasn't arrived, so that's the concern. But I reckon she's ready to run well, just would have preferred to run a softer track. Five Polaria just ran out of room and luck at Caulfield last start. I think certainly she can improve. And Miss Clooney, I agree with Warren, I think the gear change, a little freshen up, maps well, she'll be competitive. But I just think Hussey's Glow can probably round them up. 2, 8, 5, and 7.
2, 8, 5, and 7 in the last leg of the early quaddie. Here on Winners on RSN 927, we're looking at the Sandown preview with Dean Warren and the Tabs Trent Langscale. First leg of the normal quaddie, guys, is a benchmark 64 for three-year-olds. 1,400 is the trip. Few scratchings here. 2, 8, 9, 11, 13, 14, 16 and 18 all come out. Any deductions with those scratchings, Trent?
Well, just looking there, John, at that particular race, the first leg of the quaddie, certainly what occurred was there was a severe deduction for Tower, who came out around about midday yesterday, 20 cents to win, 15 cents the place, but that appears to be the only one, just looking at the iPad at the moment, because there were probably a few in the field that were around the emergency mark. But I will say that at the top of the market, Grey Worm as the favourite has been a big drifter. Throughout the morning, John, we had as short as $1.60 at one stage. The punters have definitely told us that that was way too short. He's now black figures at $2.10. Typhoon Ruby has been the shortener throughout the morning, as much as $6.50 into a $5 second elect. You have Strike Rock at $7. And there's been a couple specked at bigger prices. Eagle Bridge has been at 23 into 14. And Secret Ward has been 23 into 15. And then you've got a couple others there in the teens. A Grey Worm the favourite, but drifting out to $2.10. Support for Typhoon Ruby, a $5 second elect. And if you're perhaps playing the multiples, perhaps some thought to both Eagle Ridge and Secret Ward, who have been firmers at a price.
All right, Dean, how does the map look?
John, I think the main four going for, I think Turak Warrior will hold its spot from one, not necessarily lead. Magnus Rufus, the same. Grey Worm, I think, will be positively ridden, and maybe Eagle Ridge from out wider. But there's a few of these with a degree of tactical speed, but you know, the favourite's going to be right there.
I suppose the reference point is Grey Worm was very good at Caulfield 2.5 weeks ago, Saturday class, back to midweek, probably $1.62 short. Black figures more appealing?
I think so. I think he's, black figures are certainly appealing to me. I think he's the one to beat. His run at Caulfield was very good off the back of that maiden win, and what he's got is tactical speed. And Mick Kent, I think, scratched every other run that he had at the meeting. So he's obviously happy to run this horse on the drier ground. And I think for that reason, he's the one to beat. I can certainly understand the backing for number 15, Typhoon Ruby. I think the way the map sets up, that she'll be probably tracking Grey Worm into the race, and her form to date has been sound, and I think they're clearly the two better chances. Little chance at odds to Ripplebrook, who is a horse I've got a lot of time for. He didn't really come up last campaign, but his first up run was adequate, and now that Strike Rock's in the field, number 17 off the back of that race, it was a pretty high pressure race at Echuca and ran okay. 3, 15, 5, and 17.
3, 15, 5, and 17 from Dean in the first leg of the quaddie. Warren.
Yeah, the query for me early this morning was that with the scratchings and adjustments to the market, Grey Worm is pretty tight. I think that's an appealing price with the form line that he brings to the race and what he's done in his two runs to date. Not easy to go from that maiden victory to then be competitive at open three-year-old grade, and that form's strong form. Al Pussum just went too hard at Caulfield last Saturday, but there was still some good form coming out of that race. So that's a terrific form line, and I think he's clearly the one to beat. Typhoon Ruby comes through that race where a number of fillies were unlucky, but the form out of that's held up okay, and she gets a nice run on the map. Like the run closing off of Strike Rock, probably have to do a little bit similar and look for a bit of a duck and weave ride from an inside draw. And I thought Magnus Rufus was solid winning last start. He appreciated the step up to 1,400 metres, and we saw Kachada come through that race and win very well at Sale last week. He might be able to ride the speed and give a kick. Keen on 3, out of 15, 17 and 10.
3, 15, 17 and 10 from Warren in the first leg of the quaddie. We head to race 6, Slugger. This is a staying race, benchmark 78 over 2,400 metres. We take out 3, 5, 12 and 13.
John, the gap is closing between Sasco and Big Hammer in regards to favouritism. This morning, Sasco was a $2.50 favourite once all the scratchings came through. Still at the top of the market, but now $2.90. Big Hammer, who did open at $3.90 on Monday, is all the way into $3.20. You have Streetcar to Stars, who's just got out of touch this morning, to $5. The other couple in single figures, you have Zabalan at $7 and Midas Man at $9. They haven't changed too much in regards to the prices, and then it's double figures or better the remainder. Sasco might be the favourite at $2.90, but the biggest overall firmer has been Big Hammer, $3.90 into now $3.20.
Does the three-year-old Sasco lead this, Dean?
Going to be right in the firing line, John, isn't he? That's his style. He's right there. I think probably you're right. He probably leads the likes of Midas Man and maybe has it ahead. The wild card on the map is Streetcar to Stars. Hasn't raced for 4 years, so we don't really know where to put him up.
But come usually, on, Dean. Come on, you've got the crystal ball out.
Well, usually the Macedon Lodge horses in these sort of restricted races are ridden pretty proactively, so I'd imagine he'll be quite prominent.
This horse has only had... This will be his sixth start in his career.
Yeah, astounding. And the fact that he's been kept for this long, obviously had setbacks, but he must show something.
Big Hammer just photo finished out by Falago at Flemington. Warren, surely in this race with a big chance.
He's suited with that dropping grade, isn't he? He was probably a little bit disadvantaged at the handicaps there. He went up three rating points, I think, for that victory. So he's carrying a little bit more than he would have been in this grade. But, gee, it was a good performance. And I can understand the support for him. I'm with one Big Hammer, Sasco, with the blinkers off. And just goes to show the trainers never stop thinking. You've got a horse won three of his last four, and Tony McAvoy's still looking at things that might be able to improve at this stage of the preparation. I think he'll make his own luck and run well. Zabalan may be looking for this distance now. Certainly had a number of local runs and getting fitter. And Streetcar to Stars is obviously the wild card. If he's anything like that form in a previous life 4 years ago, then he might blow this field away. You'd certainly be looking for some late market moves. But with what we have seen, I'm going with 1, 9, and 6, but a real query on 2.
1, 9, 6 and a watch on 2. You probably have to throw the 2 into your quaddies just to be on the safe side. Who wins this race, Dean?
Yeah, I've got nothing much to add there. John, same order. Big Hammer, he's probably just going to need a good ride from the back, I'd imagine, from the draw, but he's going very well. He's a good stayer. He's got a great record at this distance and hard to beat. Sasco is going very well, and they're tinkering with the gear, and that just might help him relax more. But he's a strong sort of horse up on the pace. Zabalan getting fitter for the Kieran Mars stable, and I've got to put Streetcar to Stars in the quaddy because, as we've outlined, you just don't know. And they produced what was the horse, Warren? Little White Cloud. He had about 3 years off when he won at the carnival at Flemington a few years ago.
He was outstanding, wasn't he? I think it might have even been an 1800 metre race.
Yeah, 1800 or 2000, and he had raced for 3 years, so they've done it before.
Astounding. So beware, punters. Put the 2 into the quaddie in second leg. Sorry, your numbers again, Dean?
Yep, 1, 9, 6, and 2.
1, 9, 6, and 2 from Dean in race number 6. Third leg of the quaddie is race 7. Benchmark 70, guys. It's over 1,600 metres. We lose 3, 8, 15, 16. What's the tab market, Trent?
The top two in the market here, John, have got out of touch during the morning. You have Red Shoes, who's been 3 out to 340, and the passage has been 320 out to 350. The big firmer has been Potemkin, as much as $13 on offer this morning, now into $6.50. Minoan Spirit at $8. There hasn't been too much change in the price there. Obscura just getting out a little bit to $9, and then it's double figures or better for the rest there in the 7th. So the top two in the market, only the 10 cents between them, Red Shoes and also the Passage at $3.40 and $3.50 respectively. But the tightener has been Potemkin from as much as 13 into 650.
So Potemkin, what's the percentage of the hold on that horse, Trent?
At the moment, John, I mean, it's one of the races where you haven't got a huge groundswell, where there hasn't been a big go at a particular price. But looking at roughly 20% for Potemkin, the second highest behind Red Shoes.
Okay, so 20% on that firmer. How do they run this race, Dean?
Yeah, well, he's going to be prominent, Potemkin, but he's got a horse like I Am the Dark who pretty much defaults to the front most times. I think he'll be prominent. Then you've got, I'm expecting Dusty Jack with the blinkers on to use that gate. He's rarely drawn a good gate. Obscura, Get Your Kicks, and Red Shoes probably in that next group. But Potemkin and I'm the Dark certainly look the prominent speed runners, John.
Who's your tip?
I think the Passage and Red Shoes are clearly the better chances because they're just trending towards a win. They've both had three runs this preparation. They're both building to a winning run, and I've got a slight leaning to the Passage, number 14 from 11, Red Shoes. As I mentioned, he's come up very well and he's close to a win. Manoan Spirit's got the outside draw, but certainly has got some hope. And Potemkin, it'll be really interesting that first 400 metres, how they sorted out the on-pace runners. But if they get it right, he's certainly in the mix because that was a pretty good relentless gallop last start. 14, 11, 9 and 6.
14, 11, 9 and 6. Warren?
I think it's even, John, but I think numbers 11 and 14 are the two key chances. I think Red Shoes has been going well, and we know the Darren Weir train runners just improving into their preparations. It should be just about getting to his top now, fourth run in. The Passage, relatively recent addition to the Snowden camp. I'd prefer a little bit of sting out of the ground for him, but he ran well on good ground, two starts back in a good form race behind Nordic Empire. Obscura is an interesting runner now with Team Corsons. The runs have been good. The first run was a real eye-catcher. Maybe looking for this trip now. And Manoan Spirit with residual fitness, I've got just coming back slightly in distance as next best. He's not in the top four, but I am including Potemkin in my quaddie. He's next best for me. 11, 14, 10 and 9.
11, 14, 10 and 9 in the second last. We rounded up at 4:30, gentlemen. A benchmark 70 over 1,400 metres. Gee, a big field. 1, 6, 9, 13 all stay home. 16 to face the starter. What's the market, Trent?
The punters aren't too sure what to make of the last here, John. You've got Like to Think So, who's at the head of the market at $4.80 and hasn't budged too far from that price during the morning. You have Gold Fontaine at $5, Haramus Boy at $6.50, Maxi Campo at $7.50. At least if there's one that's tightened in from a price, it is Maxi Campo from as much as $10 into $7.50. Then you've got Lord Tennyson and Louis Font at $9 and $9.50 respectively. Then even Chalkwin's given a good chance at $10 there. So that is wide open the last there. Like to Think So, the $4.80 favourite. The bigger shortener has been Maxi Campo as much as $10 into $7.50, but it's not one of the bigger holding races on the card at Sandown.
All right, so a tough finish to the quaddie. Where does the four-horse Like to Think So get in the run, Dean?
He's going to have to press on, I'd imagine. The likes of Fast and Rolling and Oscar's My Mate Pa have drawn out there with him. So the speed comes across from out wide, I would anticipate. Then you've got the likes of Captive Hero, Don't Get Excited, and Zagaya from the inside. So I think ultimately this will be a pretty truly run race.
Okay. Is this a load-up leg for the quaddy, Warren?
I'm going to trim it up to my four selections, John, and I'm really keen on his talent, Like to Think So, and the map Dean outlined, it could either work for him or against him, and I'm hoping it works for him, having allies like Fast and Rolling and Oscar's My Mate Pa coming across from wide barrier draws and him basically tagging them across from his wide barrier draw. So I'm thinking that he might even be able to tuck in behind them, or if they want to hold up, he might be able to press on because he seems to be able to maintain a really strong gallop, and I'm going to go with him, but he will need some luck. Lord Tennyson, I'll like to see that solid tempo up front coming back to 1,400 metres, I think, is a positive. Don't Get Excited, ditto. He can lead if there's not a lot of tempo, but the way this race sets up, he might be able to see a few of his rivals do a bit of work and just get a nice run just behind them. And Maxi Campo's been terrific at his two most recent runs and running really good late sectionals. Again, he's one who'll be off the speed, and the wide barrier draw means that he can just find his feet, but he'll be strong late. 4, 8, 7 and 14.
4, 8, 7 and 14 in the last at Sandown. Your thoughts, Dino?
I'm going with Lord Tennyson, who probably would have preferred a little bit softer, but he's, I think, back to 1,400s a plus, and I think he'll race well. Like to Think So, he's hit the ground running this campaign. He's in great form and just needs that little bit of luck from the draw, but he's got the talent to make his own luck a little bit. 11, Paramus Boy, probably another one that would have preferred it slightly softer, but a bit of the theme of the day. These are winter horses running on drier ground. And 14, Maxi Campo. I think Simon Wild's really got this horse going well. He'll have to come from the back, but his last two runs have been very good. 8, 4, 11 and 14.
8, 4, 11 and 14 in the last at Sandown. All right, Dean, best bet, Ruffy, quaddie and player of the day, thanks.
John, my best, race 4, number 2, Hussey's Glow. The best value is the first. Race 1, number 7, Chevalier Dion. Quaddy, first leg 3 and 15, second leg 1, 2, 6 and 9, third leg 6, 9, 11 and 14, and the last leg 4, 8, 11 and 14. Play of the day, a parlay 2-3, a place race 1, number 7, Chevalier Dion, a win race 4, number 2, Hussey's Glow, and a win race 5, number 3, Grey Worm. That'll cost you $4 for a dollar.
Do you put those on total fixed?
Bit of both.
And, of course, the question mark of the day is Streetcar to the Stars. We'll all be watching at 3:20 with great interest.
It's certainly, a fascinating runner on a midweek program.
Thanks, Dean.
Terrific. Thank you, John.
Dean Lester with his thoughts for Sandown. Warren, best bet, Ruffy, Quaddy, play of the day?
Best race 5, number 3, Grey Worm for me, John, and value race 3, number 12, Palmateer. For the Quaddy, first leg 3, 10, 15 and 17. Second leg 1, 2, 6 and 9. Third leg 6, 9, 10, 11 and 14. And home with numbers 4, 7, 8 and 11. And I'm going to play running doubles through races 2 and 3. I think we might get a bit of a split and hopefully can narrow those races down to three chances. So race 2, numbers 4, 8 and 11. Into race 3, numbers 2, 11 and 12.
Well played, Warren. Good luck.
Thanks, John.
Warren Huntley with his thoughts out at Sandown. Best back runner today, Trent Langscale with Tab.
I would say, John, it comes up in race 2, and that is number 8, Canstar. Once again, was a $3.30 equal favourite with Machino this morning, and is now the outright elect there at $2.80. The best supported runner at Sandown comes up in race 2, number 8, Canstar. Just as a recap for Dean and Warren's thoughts there, on the card at Sandown, Dean's best in race 4 is number 2, and that is Hussey's Glow, who was $3.40 the win there and $1.45 the place. His best value selection comes up in the first, number 7, Chevalier Dion, who is $8 the win and $2.20 the place. And then with Warren, his best comes up in race 5, and that is number 3, Grey Worm, who has drifted again to $2.20 there. So Warren's happy, he's just getting a better price for Grey Worm. His best value selection comes up in race 3, and that's number 12, Palmateer, who's $5.50 the win and $2 the place. They're all with Tapfix odds.
Yeah, just keep on easing out Grey Worm and give the punters some love. Going on his run at Caulfield, he's got a big chance today, mate.
Oh, well, $2.20 there, John. We'll just see how long that price does get out, and then we'll see if the punters eventually react.
All right, thanks, Trent. We'll talk later.
Will do. Thank you.